and to roll those out to us in such a manner that we can comply with them in a timely fashion. We're in the process of building a database to house or convert all of our supporting documents from a paper form to electronic form so that we can more easily manage the information and provide that information to the auditors in a timely fashion.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. To give the report on the numbers, reporting for period July 1, 2010 to February 25, 2011, we took in about $91 million in grants for that period. $10 million of that basically is a result of federal and state grants. The federal side, that's about $4.65 million. Of the state, it's about $4.89 million. We were able to receive about $1 million in indirect cost revenue. Of the federal grantors, predominantly it's U.S. Department of Education, followed by the Department of Health and Human Services, and third is the Department of Defense. Those are the three major federal grantors. Of the state, we've received our two major grantors from the state is Department of Children Family Services, representing $3.909 million, and the Illinois Capital Development Board, representing about $1 million. Of the $81 million that we've received in federal monies to support students, the majority, the three major areas is the Pell Award, which is about $25 million, direct subsidized loans, which is about $23 million, and direct unsubsidized loans totaling in $29 million. Are there any questions on this?
So the $91.25 million, is that, give me a reference point, is that, did you have a goal?
A goal with respect
for how much you'd like to see in grant money?
What we would like to see.
It seems like a big number. I was wondering if that's a
well, the majority,
healthy number, is that what you'd like to see? Or would you like the number to be twice that?
Yeah, you have to split that out. You have to look at financial aid.
Okay.
And that rides on as enrollment, as we've become better at recruitment, we should see that number go up.
Okay.
But when you take a look at the federal and state side, we should be doing a little bit better than this. I would like to see next year at least a 2 to 3% increase in that number of federal and state grants.
How do you go about that? Is that just a matter of writing more grants?
Being able to pursue grant avenues and grant opportunities down at the federal level means that we have to increase our visibility in Washington, primarily. And also to provide those resources for faculty to pursue a number of grants. So that's where we're going to be moving in next year.
Mr. Chairman, let me associate just for a second, if I might. We are, for the audit exceptions, or findings, I should say, we are retaining a compliance officer. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right.
And that compliance officer will be paid from what source? Is that a budgeted or unbudgeted staff position?
That would have to be a budgeted.
Is it currently in the budget?
I've presented the position to the provost. And I believe that they are working on putting it in budget.
And so therefore, it's already in the budget?
We have to do a reallocation.
I'm sorry?
We will probably need to do a reallocation.
Okay.
So for some administrative positions, we have not filled those. So we'll probably take those dollars to.
So that won't come before the board at all. That's within the envelope of the overall board.
Okay.
Then the next thing is in terms of the issue of pursuing additional grant opportunities. So this is a new revenue stream. The question is, who gets to do that job? If we have to do additional effort in Washington, D.C., who is the person who pursues those grants? Is that also a new staff position, or are you anticipating being able to make that effort fruitful with the existing staff?
Well, that's part of my responsibility, working in conjunction collaborations with the deans. For example,
I'm sorry, with the who?
With the deans of the colleges.
Oh, deans?
Deans.
Okay.
Right. We would work conjointly to go to Washington and pursue some of those avenues.
Okay. Now, finally, the way that, as I understand it, that we can grow our corpus is through this indirect overhead allocation. So are you mindful of that as also a way of shoring up and strengthening the school's financial situation?
Oh, definitely. But depending on the granting agency, there's a ceiling to the amount of indirect costs that we can expand into.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure that we are thinking about it.
Oh, we're always. Always.
Okay. And finally, but when we're working with the deans, have we sort of reconnoitered the landscape and determined where the grant opportunities are now and where they're likely to be for continuing funding? I mean, do you have a sense of that?
Most definitely. Right now, there's a lot of movement into workforce development and also into building bridge between high schools and college. So you have the STEP grant and you have the bridge grants, and those are the sorts of grant opportunities that we're looking at.
And Trustee Finney, we have acquired the services of Borkin, Richard Borkin, and he will be helping us to do that on a federal level in terms of connecting us to key federal agencies that provide opportunities for Chicago State going forward. And he was a former staff person for Congressman Davis for 10 years, so he has a lot of contacts in Washington in terms of linking us to those key agencies. So we will be working closely with Dr. Harris to do that.
Good. That's the answer I was looking for.
Okay.
Thanks, Trustee.
I also have a resolution to put before the board for consideration and approval. And that is the grant entitled the Upward Bound Program. I do have Dr. George here to answer any questions that you may have. And we are asking that the board approve receipt of a grant from the U.S. Department of Education entitled the Upward Bound Program for the amount of $527,782. As you know, the Upward Bound Program is designed to facilitate students from low-income and first-generation families to improve their successful matriculation to college to the receipt of a baccalaureate degree.
That's not right. I have no questions. I think it's a wonderful program. This is actually excellent. This is great news. Yes. Any other questions from the trustees on the Upper Bound Program? All right. Is there a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Probably move the second.
Trustee Rosado?
Yes.
Trustee Kern?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Thanks, Dr. Harris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will entertain any public or employee comments at this time. Yeah, you know, questions? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Rosado?
Yes.
Trustee Kern?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
I have a great facility. I think we're going to do right now. Because I only have